Deputy Thomas Pringle, you've called for an urgent review of the disabled drivers and passengers scheme. What issues have disabled drivers had with the scheme? What are the main issues with it?
Yeah, I've been raising this for a number of months in the Dáil and trying to get something, managing to do something with it. And it's come to a head in the last day when news has come out that the disabled drivers committee has actually resigned en masse with their disillusionment with the government, lack of progress on actually reforming the scheme. So basically, the scheme isn't fit for purpose, I believe. The legislation, the governing legislation that actually established it was put in, I think, in 1970 or 71. And the language that the legislation uses is completely archaic, which means that if it's taken literally, that basically no disabled driver or very few would actually qualify for support under the scheme. And that's ultimately the problem. And the government needs to grasp the metal on it and actually change the scheme to make it people.
And of course, it's a very prevalent issue here in Donegal, especially. There's a lack of, as it's a rural county, there's a lack of public transport options for many people who just don't live near to town centres or near to areas of populace. So it is important these reforms are carried out.
That's right, and that's what makes having access to transport more urgent for people living in rural areas. And the bizarre part of this scheme is that actually, in order to appeal the refusal of a disabled driver's allowance, the disabled person has to attend in person to Dunleary to actually have an appeal, which is just absolutely crazy, and particularly in light of the COVID restrictions, but also in normal times for a disabled person to have to head down to Dunleary to have their appeal heard just doesn't make sense. And whatever new scheme is brought in has to have rural features where people can have timely appeals in their own areas. I normally recommend to people, if they are refused to make a new application, not to go for an appeal because of the difficulties for them in travelling, because they basically just can't get their appeal heard because they can't travel down. So amend the application and try and make it work in that way. I think the minister has to make the scheme operate properly now and have to do it as a matter of urgency. It shouldn't have come to the stage that the entire board had to resign to actually force its hand to make some decisions.